How I Spend My Saturday. Written by Seer. Read by Opal Song. How I Spend My Saturday by Nanako Dojima, age 6. Saturdays are my favorite day of the week. I always wake up extra early on Saturdays. When Dad is home, he makes me coffee. I like to start the day with coffee. It makes me feel like I'm all grown up. After I get dressed and wash the breakfast dishes, I go to school. I always check the weather before I go outside. I don't want to get stuck in the rain with no umbrella. It's hard to pay attention sometimes, but school is important, so I always do my best. My favorite class is math, because it's so easy. I like to see my friends after school, but they usually have to go to club groups. I wish I could go visit Mom's grave after school, but it's too far to go by myself, and I'm only allowed to go straight home. When it's sunny outside, Saturday is laundry day. I take extra care with Dad's clothes. He can't catch bad guys if his shirt is dirty. There's usually still food in the fridge for lunch, but I always keep some instant ramen just in case. I hide it in my room so Dad won't eat it by accident. While the laundry is drying, I can watch TV. I love watching TV. I know when all the best quiz shows start. But my favorite thing to watch is the Juness commercials. I always sing along. I wish Dad would take me to Juness sometimes. Sometimes I wish Mom could take me to Juness, but she's in heaven now. Maybe there's a Juness in heaven too. I think there is. After folding laundry, it's already time for supper. I usually order supper on the phone. I can order food on the phone all by myself. I never, ever open the door to strangers, but the delivery man is okay. And Dad, when he forgets his keys. Sometimes his partner, Mr. Adachi, brings him home when Dad's face is all red. He says he forgot his keys, but later he finds them in his pocket. That's so silly. After supper, I watch some more quiz shows and more Juness commercials. And then it's time to go to bed. I like it when Dad is home to say goodnight, but he gets mad when I stay awake and wait for him. He says my sleep is more important. But his job is important too, and adults need less sleep than kids do anyway. I don't tell him, but I always wake up when he gets home, even when it's after midnight, and I say, "Welcome home," even though I'm in my room and he can't hear me. And I always set my alarm for 5:30 on Sundays so I can say goodbye when he goes to work again. This Saturday, Dad was home earlier than usual, before my bedtime even. He told me that my cousin is going to come stay with us in April. It will be strange having someone else in the house besides Dad and me, but I'm actually a little excited. Maybe he'll take me to Juness one day. The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and Seer. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!